Hi, this is On the Keys, the podcast about the piano. Please tell your friends to subscribe. And also, if you have any composers that you count among your friends, that you are lucky to count among your friends, I might add, please tell them about the Your Compositions segment of this podcast, which features new works for the piano and explained and delivered by the composers themselves, as you'll witness on this program. Please enjoy, and like I said, subscribe and tell your friends about the podcast. Have a musical week. From South Carolina Public Radio, I'm David Kaiser, and this is On the Keys. I'm glad you're listening. On this program, an hour of piano music played by virtuoso pianists. Movement 1, Your Compositions. This part of the show features new works for the piano. On the Keys is actively searching for your piano compositions. Art music composers of all ages are invited to send me, David Kaiser, your work for broadcast. I've featured works by composers such as George Santakis, Catherine Norman, John Greer, and Chris Harmon. Send inquiries to keys@scpublicradio.org. And if you have composer friends who want to get their music out there, please share this program with them. On this edition, Gershwin Revisited.
Hi, my name is Iman Habibi. I'm a composer and pianist, and I've written the next piece you're about to hear, Prelude a la Gershwin. I grew up in Iran and moved to Canada when I was about 17 years old. I did my undergraduate studies in piano and master's degree in composition at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. And in 2014, I moved to the United States to pursue my doctoral studies at the University of Michigan. And I'm currently in the third year of my doctoral program and live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So the piece you're about to hear is a solo piano piece that was written in December 2014 and revised in 2015, shortly before its premiere. And it was written amidst a lot of really exciting events that were taking place surrounding the life of the Gershwins at the University of Michigan. So there's something here called the Gershwin Initiative, which is an ongoing collaboration between the university and the Gershwin family, and as part of which the university is preparing critical editions of many of Gershwin's works. So as an example, you may have recently read an article in the New York Times about the use of taxi horns in Gershwin's An American in Paris, and how the kind of standard common performance that is given of that piece may not be quite in line with how Gershwin intended those taxi horns to sound. The taxi horns, as he may have intended them, were recreated here at the University of Michigan, and they gave a performance of that piece based on the critical edition. They've also given performances of Gershwin's Piano Concerto and Rhapsody in Blue based on these critical editions. Interesting to note that Gershwin's Steinway piano, which was sitting in his New York apartment for many years, and on which he composed many of his most well-known works, is now at the Britain Recital Hall here in Ann Arbor and available for students to play on. So as you can tell, there's a lot of interesting and exciting Gershwin-related things happening here.
Something interesting which happened surrounding the performance of the piece was that at the dress rehearsal, I walked into Britain Hall, which is where the concert took place, and I walked in and I thought that the piano on stage looked a little bit smaller than usual. And sure enough, the concert organizer walked up to me and said, you know, I'm sorry, but I didn't get the keys for the Steinway 9-foot Steinway D model in time. But rest assured, everything will be in place by concert day. So, not to worry, I went ahead and had the dress rehearsal on this very lovely piano. And at that time, I was well aware of the fact that University of Michigan was home to Gershwin's former piano. What I didn't know until shortly afterwards was that Britain Hall was where the piano was housed, and so that it was in fact Gershwin's piano which I had played my dress rehearsal on. This was a really neat discovery because, you know, in a way this would have been the more appropriate piano for this particular piece, which was inspired by the life and music of George Gershwin.
The piece was performed in 2015 by my wife, Deborah Grimmett, who's also a pianist. As soon as I arrived in Ann Arbor, I took a course on the life of George and Ira Gershwin. And after about 4 months of studying George Gershwin's music in detail, I wrote this piece. And in writing the piece, I did not want to imitate George Gershwin's style or write a piece that sounded like George Gershwin, but rather to take some elements from his music that I found appealing and let those elements sit with me and kind of blend them with my own musical language and see what the result would be. And this piece is the result of that.
Hi. Yes, it was truly an honor for me to give the premiere performance of this piece back in April 2015 and then to record it in the studio afterwards. Prelude à la Gershwin is special to me for a number of reasons. First of all, I really enjoy playing contemporary music and the collaboration between living composers and performers is really exciting, and you know, just being able to get the composer's perspective on their piece and firsthand feedback on their work is something that's really valuable for performers. And it really makes the music come alive in a whole new way. And when that composer happens to be your best friend and husband, it just makes the whole experience all the more special. The piece itself is really a beautiful blend of these elements from Gershwin's music within Iman's rich harmonic language, creating something that's really unique, very organic, and also very intuitively written for the piano. It's a very pianistic piece.
We'd like to thank David for having us on his show, and we hope you enjoy listening to the piece. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have just heard Prelude a la Gershwin, performed by Deborah Grimmett and composed by Iman Habibi. Deborah and Iman, who happen to be married, also make up a piano duo.
So apart from our collaborations as a composer and pianist, with me as a composer and Deborah playing the piano, which we sometimes do, we've also been playing as a piano duo since 2010. So we have a piano duo ensemble called Piano Pinnacle, and we have several upcoming performances that we're excited about. So in March 2017, we will be performing Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra and Maestro Bramwell Tovey conducting. And about a week after that, we will be playing My Dissertation, which will be a concerto for two pianos and orchestra with Ann Arbor Camerata in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
This is Your Compositions, the part of the program that features new works for the piano. On the Keys is actively searching for your piano compositions. Art and music composers of all ages are invited to send me, David Kaiser, your work for broadcast. I've featured works by composers such as George Santakis, Catherine Norman, John Greer, and Chris Harmon, also Iman Habibi. Send inquiries to keys@scpublicradio.org. The music should be composed after the year 2000 and should have the piano as the primary instrument. But chamber music is, of course, permitted. The email is keys@scpublicradio.org. You've been listening to the On the Keys podcast. Please share with your friends and subscribe. Have a musical week.